Chair, page 39 refers to some good outcomes as far as the termination of pregnancy. But I want to point out, Chair, that this is still an extremely very high figure, and there was a response from the Minister recently on the actual cost over the last three financial years on what exactly is it costing us and the number of terminations of pregnancies over the last 3 years. And if my memory serves me correct, it was either 35 million or 65 million over the last 3 years, which I think is it's a huge amount of money that we're spending on that. And I'm not in the least suggesting that we shouldn't be doing it. I understand the reasons behind it, but there's also the very real possibility that it's being abused. And so what is the department's plans in terms of promoting the use of contraceptives and family planning more in order for us to reduce the cost? And there are instances where young females are engaging in unsafe sexual activity because they know very well that you could very easily get termination of pregnancy done at provincial hospitals at no cost, and that obviously is pushing up the expenditure of the department, money that could well be used for the burden of disease, for example. I spoke about the female condoms, Chair, and I asked that if you could just expand on that to try and explain when do you envisage this thing getting sorted out. I know that there is a massive shortage of the supply of female condoms in public hospitals that has been there for a while now. And isn't there any other short-term measures that can be implemented to make sure that that patients get access to female condoms? And just while we're on the issue of condoms, Chair, 1 billion male condoms, it's a pretty impressive amount. I don't think this room will be enough to actually store all of these condoms. And I just wonder, has there been any study or monitoring done to determine whether or not these condoms are actually reaching the end user, the bulk of it? Because it's an enormous amount of condoms, and the reason I ask this is there's a very real possibility that a large number of these condoms can disappear through the pipeline and for resale or theft or whatever the case might be. And is there some monitoring of this to make sure that that entire 1 billion is actually getting through to the end user? The annual report makes reference on page 44 to the community caregivers, and I think it's some 47 or 1,000. I tried to find what the cost of it was, and if you could maybe just give us some indication of just how much are we paying towards this, and is there some report that you have, or perhaps maybe you could send to us at some point on the amount of money that we're spending on it, and what are the outcomes from the community caregivers, and how effective is it? Is that program? Page 92 refers to the delays in the implementation of the disaster management policy. Perhaps I'm wrong, but I'll give you a chance to respond. Does this mean that we don't have a disaster management policy in place, or is it an enhancement of the existing one? Page 139. I just want to go to that. Sorry, my notes are insufficient here. I just want to try and understand it very quickly. There was a reference to an investigation of 5.2 million rand. There's a fraudulent transfer of amount of 5.2 million rand, which is August 2009. It doesn't talk about exactly what this is. What is this investigation about? And if you could just expand on it, where is it now? And why is this thing taking so long to finalize? Not far from there, on page 145, there's some reference to procurement of goods and services, and that was expanded in the AG's report last week. I just want to ask, and I asked this question last week, and it will be interesting to get a response from you. I assume that you've had a look at the Auditor General's report by now. And if you could please just give us some brief report on what actions is the department taking to recover the monies from contractors who have failed, who have received millions of rands of state expenditure, have not completed these hospitals and clinics, and what action is being taken against those individuals within the department, if any? Are there any investigations being conducted? Then the travel agents, Now, this one is a bit mind-boggling because it refers at some point, you refer in your presentation to some 30 million rand or so. It's dotted all over between pages 188 and 199, sorry, 146 to 201. Investigation involving 845,000 rand in this year, 23 million rand on page 21. Just explain to us, please, what is going on with this travel agency, who they are, and who's spending all of this money on travel and accommodation. You refer to 30 million rand in your document. Then, page 188 and 191, you refer there to debts that were written off. I just focus specifically on staff overpayments that are not. Is this not recoverable from staff salaries? Or is it, I'm just trying to understand why you write it off so easily if they are staff overpayments. And the last, the second last one, Chair, is the World AIDS Day conference. It seems like there was some irregular expenditure on the consultant who was employed there to conduct the World AIDS Day conference. Am I reading it correctly? Page 188 and 191, it talks about the World AIDS Day conference and there's some, and that amount of money. I think it was 191,000 that was written off. And then on the last one, Chair, page 200. Can I just go to that one quickly? Details of irregular expenditure under investigation. There seems to be a constant use of a helicopter, and there is reference to it in the document. Just explain, please, who is using this helicopter? What is it about? Thank you, Chair.
It's going to be honourable that is coming. It's quite interesting that the use of condoms. In fact, it's something that needs to be done as part of monitoring. But I'm interested in to know how do you actually do it? Do you go to the bedrooms and honourable that?
Obviously, we have the AG's report recently, and there's a whole lot of things we'd like to question on that, but we can't take up all the time, so I'm just going to ask a couple of questions, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get back to that. You mentioned OFD and the migration of workers, health workers, and when we've been out in the hospitals, we've also noticed that some main hospitals in city centres have lost their expertise and skills to outlying areas, and so we've got the hospitals where the bulk of people are going, not having the kind of capacity that they need. So there obviously needs to be some flexibility in terms of being able to redirect those resources back into hospitals that I haven't seen. So if you could just give us some information around what you're doing there. You mentioned forensics, and I couldn't find it. I've lost it somewhere in terms of just looking up the detail, but I do know that I have, over the last year, had complaints from people working within forensics talking about the problems since the change of departments, etc., etc. And I think what you mentioned today was that the grant money will be directed to provinces and spent there direct from the provinces. So I want to say to you, is this something that you've decided is going to help the situation, is going to improve the situation? What are the challenges? What are the issues around that? I think it is, in fact, what people have been calling for, but we also know that when money goes into provinces, there are problems. So how protected is that money in terms of doing the work that it needs to do? Monitoring of construction projects, of course, was a biggie in terms of the AG, and I see there you're talking about engineers and technical assistants. Now, are these people available? Are they actually being employed in the departments, or are you just hoping that you're going to find them? And what are the problems around that? Because obviously we know these are skilled people who are not necessarily where we want them to be at any given time. And what are you planning to do there? The underspending, obviously specific provinces, specific hospitals are involved. Can this be prevented? What will it take? Are you lacking powers to be able to do anything about it? What are the frustrations around that? And is there anything we can be doing about it? Or are we just going to see it, you know, come up in every report? The hospital manager's training, we wanted to ask about the cost of the money and time involved. But actually, I see there that you're saying it's presently not working at all. or time involved, but what can be done? Why is it not working? What has to be done to get it working? Because obviously management of at every level seems to have been our major problem, your major problem. And then just quickly, the strikes, what's been done to ensure that violent disruptions do not reoccur? Or is this being accepted as something that will just reoccur and we have to deal with it? How are we viewing it from the department side, and what measures are being put in place in preparation? And what's being done to speed up the time for registration of medication? And just lastly, the 80 South African students successfully, have they successfully completed studies in Cuba? How many of them are still studying? How many of them finished? And how many of them have been successful? Thanks.
Infrastructure report today.
management, what's happening, what is the program for today, tomorrow, Friday, because we've heard different things and we've obviously got other meetings we have to get to as well. Can you just tell us exactly how long we're meeting today, if we're meeting tomorrow, if we're meeting for what the program is?
What we had said was that today we're going to dedicate it to asking the department questions about the Auditor General's report, the annual report, their annual report. So that's what we're going to be doing today. And we're going to do it until this afternoon. We're going to do it until 1 o'clock now, which is always 1 o'clock. It's almost 1 o'clock. And after that, we'll have lunch. After lunch, we're going to continue until about 4 o'clock, if I remember. And tomorrow, we're going to be meeting the FLC, Fiscal... So we'll be saying on Friday we'll be meeting. But basically what we're going to be doing on Friday is something that probably we could try and do tomorrow afternoon. But we'll have to look at the logistics of how we do it. But it's basically about the Budget Review and Recommendations Committee, which is something that I was trying to put into your, when they were presenting, into looking at which areas do you think that the Parliament can influence the budget without changing their policies and strategies, but to influence the budget that in such and such an area there was underspending, but why don't we take that money and put it there? I'm just making a suggestion. That's how, and we are still looking at a date, because the infrastructure report, Auditor General's report, was actually encompassing even the provinces. Now, certain things would be very unfair to ask the national department, because we've got a quasi-federal system in South Africa where the provinces do their own things. They've got their equitable share. So we want them to come and answer specifically on the infrastructure. We want the provinces, not everybody from the province, but certain people that deal with infrastructure. But looking at the Auditor General's report that we got last week, we felt that even the audit committees that are supposed to be the people that inform the department that there are red lights in this area, because the Auditor General is after effect. So we are still working on a date that we're going to be seeing them. But it doesn't stop you asking questions that are pertaining to those now to the department. You can continue, Ms. Khan.
Chairperson, maybe I should even indicate that the very same thing the members are talking about, I suggested it, but it was never agreed in the meeting. And my impression on this meeting is we are going to deal with the annual report, the Auditors General, and those people who are there. And okay.
Don't be emotional. Yeah, just continue.
It's really disturbing. I don't know. But let me, because you have said that there will be a time, maybe I shall add, but I think that it was going to be done together. Okay. On the annual
report, don't share any question if you want to ask questions. Just be focused. Don't be bothered about this thing. Don't be emotional. Just go to your questions as you wanted them.
Yeah. Okay. The other one is contracts were awarded to bidders other than those recommended during the evaluation. An example were given Elizabeth Rose, where the value of the bidder recommendation was 39 million plus, but the head of department got appointed the other with the highest amount. Is Elizabeth Rose, Tokolo Hospital, Medical Depot, Pelonomi, a lot of them. Then to the presentation of today, the what I wanted to know, what is the department doing to, it has been mentioned that the OSD agreement has been signed. Now, I wanted to know how or when is it going to be implemented so that we should keep up the strike. about the performance of KwaZulu-Natal with on the PMTC, and how are we going to see to it that others can benchmark. There is whereby it's been said that out of expected, like it says, 48,756 community care workers were given a stipend, while the targeted was 36,106. Now, I want to know, because when you target this, you even cost it. Now, when you have exceeded the expected number of the caregiver, which you give a stipend, didn't it result to overspending? The issue of TB, I think that it's indeed GS talked about it. We know that the normal cure rate or expected cure rate is 85. I'm happy that you have improved. But I want to know specifically which provinces do have problem around TB, so that when we go to our oversight, we really help you on that. You are saying that you didn't reach target on the hospital management training program. My concern always is, when are we going to hear what you are doing around primary healthcare managers? Because at the end of the day, these people are, to me, they are on the same path. The other one is leading the hospital, the other one is leading the primary healthcare. And that with primary healthcare, he may even be looking after many clinics. And I think if we do have good management in primary healthcare, we won't be doing whatever we are doing. And I'm not happy about our progress around district health system. More so that we are really on the verge of implementing national health insurance. It says 46 out of 52 district. They have done the department. You have received the district health plan, and this is because of one province, Western
which affects the health system. Say insect, say it's the human. What is the position of the department with regard to this, problem? Is there any service level agreement signed by the employees and the employer so as to prevent this disruption of critical areas like ICU and theatre? Maybe if we can, if you've got any position in that regard. And then on the issue of, I think on page 4 there is the Northwest issue, which, Northwest and which is Northwest and Western Cape, which they have got an unqualified report, unqualified audit opinions from the AXA. What I want to know, as much as there's this unqualified report, what I want to check. As you said that you have 7 provinces with which you are preparing for the financial management, noting the BRRs, what mechanisms are there in place also to monitor the financial management of the 2 provinces, as much as Western Cape has got a qualified report together with KZN. But I think also to sustain that unqualified report, they need also to be monitored. I don't know, because you are talking about 7 provinces, excluding the 2 of them. If I understand, you say that they have got their own financial management strategies. But noting that it's not a federal state, in fact, it's what a chairperson has alluded on. But you will see that some provinces are doing this and others are doing separate from the other one. So I think, to my understanding, even those 2 are supposed to be monitored by the department. Also, the measures in place to ensure that the national department achieves national audit, a clean audit. What are the measures in place to ensure that we get the clean audit in this department? And the issue of auditing and elimination of chronic diseases like diabetes treatment, that management register to monitor, reflects challenges. Why is it so? Is it due to negligence or is it due to lack of commitment from the employees? Yes, I've been worried about the decrease in inconsistent turnaround times, because I've been thinking about the blood alcohol, the toxicology, but you have just explained about the genes express machines, which are there to check the situation. I'm able to answer now, I'm able to ask that question now. Also, on page 43, I'm also concerned about the page to ensure public health, primary health care, sorry. When I'm talking about this primary health care, you say that you've got committees for facilitation and re-engineering to improve the health care. As you say that in the 10-point plan, it's priority number 3, that our aim is to improve health quality of services. There's a problem in my constituency office, there's a problem where the clinics are closed at 3 o'clock. Now, I don't know what is happening, therefore, and even though there are those committees, who is monitoring these clinics? If we say we want to re-engineer private healthcare facilities, who is monitoring? If we have got the committees in place, we've got the structures in place, but you see different type of service delivery, which varies from one place to another. I think for now, let me stop there.
Thank you, Honourable Kenya. Can we go for lunch? The time is almost 1:10. So we'll come back at 2:10. And then we'll continue with the questions. I'm hoping that you're jotting them down. Okay. Okay, let's go for lunch. And we'll be. There is.